It's time for Brother Larry's Sinner's Sunday. Oh yeah. You tell him, Larry. Brother Larry coming at ya.
Thank you, Brother Dre. Thank you, Lariats. Here we are in that strange forward slash or hyphen place on the calendar, huh? In the ceasefire between Christmas and New Year's. And most everybody has plans, something to do or somewhere to go, so we won't dawdle here today. Christmas Eve, I made one of my few yearly appearances at the glass and marble palace of a corporate god provider. And as usual, they did a pretty good job of it. The place was paved with poinsettias and Christmas trees and so on. And packed it was. S-R-O. The Christmas Eve thing is really the best, isn't it? Kind of goes along with that whole life is a journey idea, doesn't it? In a museum, I once saw what was perhaps the original odometer, built by the Romans way before the first Christmas. It was about the size of a foosball table. The top had a bunch of holes drilled in it in a checkerboard and steel balls, and somehow as they dragged the thing behind a horse, the balls would pop in and out of the holes and would measure the miles with astonishing accuracy. Then journeys were marked by milestones, and then freeway markers, and then car odometers. All those measurements of distance, they're not so unsettling. Plenty of guys like to brag about the miles they rack up in a year or on a road trip. But those other markers, the ones that calibrate time, we're not so enamored with those, are we? With time, there is never a U-turn, never a do-over. Time is a one-way highway. We get one on-ramp and one off-ramp, and that's it. And here we are, standing on the edge of a new decade, with zero control over its arrival. And the predictions are flying as fast as the recaps, the retrospectives, huh? Which do you focus on? Way back in the second episode of That Larry Show, from which this show, Sinner's Sunday, was spun off, I talked about a wild man college pal of mine, Fantasy Frank. And as he zoomed onto a freeway ramp, there was no side view mirror to check, and when I suggested he look over his shoulder, Frank said, "Don't look back, man, that's history." We survived the crash, and at the time, Frank's motto seemed pretty stupid. But in retrospect, it was a great motto. He just applied it to the wrong situation. JC just had his 2019th birthday, and I don't recall him ever talking about his past, at least not in the Gospels. Of course, they weren't like some always-on infinite storage digital recorder, huh? He and his crew spent a lot of time together on the road. There wasn't always room or money for a hotel, so doubtless many a night was spent by a campfire. And when people hang around a fire at night, stories will be told. Wonder what stories JC told. Much of his early life is blank. From birth to toddler, he and mom and dad darted around Egypt, hiding from Herod's hitmen. Wonder if he was aware of any of that. A normal toddler wouldn't be, but he wasn't normal. That would be the stuff of a great movie. But maybe he didn't look back. He had so much to do in a very short time. Maybe every night it was an overview of where they needed to go and what they had to get done the following day. And then sleep, huh? They were, after all, on a mission. Whichever the case, the other guys probably traded plenty of stories about their pasts, and that's okay. But for some, it becomes an obsession, and it's never a healthy one. JC didn't have a lot to say about the past, and what he did say was not very positive. Maybe his most famous comment about looking back was, "No one who puts his hand to the plow and looks back is fit for the kingdom of God." I never worked on a farm or plowed a field, so the reference was a little puzzling to me. But not to people of the time. Pretty much everyone worked on a farm in some capacity then. And of course, if you're looking behind you, the row you plow won't be straight, and you won't get the full harvest. But still, why would some sloppy farming make someone unfit for God's kingdom? Maybe JC knows the old man does not like slackers or distracted plowmen. In his day, all they ruined was a field, but maybe that ruined field might have made the difference between someone living and starvation, huh? Today, the equivalent is distracted drivers. How many selfish texting creeps are killing people every day? There was even a monstrous train wreck in L.A. a few years back because the chooch engineer was texting his buddy. So maybe along with don't look back, the additional message is keep your eye and your mind on the business at hand. While JC spent no time looking over his shoulder, he was frequently looking ahead. How far ahead? Well, like when we all take that final exit ramp. There are loads of quotations from him about this. Are they ominous and scary? Well, maybe, but that was not his intent. He actually spoke about the distant, unseeable future to bring people comfort. There's a passage in John where JC makes this very clear. He says, I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. You will have suffering in this world, but be courageous. I have conquered the world. JC was obsessed with removing fear. He said either fear not or be not afraid over 100 times that they know of. All fear is rooted in the unknown. And if you've ever met someone with a rock-solid belief in an afterlife, the serenity and confidence that radiates from them is unmistakable. Doubtless that was a part of JC's magnetism and charm, the greatest charm bomb who ever walked the earth. Hey, I hope you had a wonderful Christmas. I hope you have a great New Year, too. Come back and hang with me this Tuesday, New Year's Eve, for the regular show at ThatLarryShow.com. I will have some predictions for you from Kingmakers and Kooks, as well as a few of my own. I may even do part one of my interview with the fabulous John McAfee, but I haven't made up my mind yet. Regardless, I look forward to being with you, as always. If you want to help me keep the lights on here, slide by ThatLarryShow.com and click that Patreon button. I'll see you in a couple of days, and until then, fear not.